You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network. Hockey is more than a game, it's a lifestyle. It's you, the diehard supportive fans, your favorite players who are on the team you cheer for and the organization who supports them.
The companies that make your gear, bags, and beer league sweaters. The hockey moms and hockey dads and everything else that makes this House of Hockey your home. Come on in. I'm Breezy.
And I'm Ray Ray.
And this is our house. Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast, episode 97. I'm one of your hosts, Breezy.
And I'm your other host, Ray Ray. We called an audible today. We had a guest, but that had to be rescheduled. So you just get me and Breezy shooting the breeze, talking about all of the things going on in the world of the NHL. And then hopefully we have a really cool guest scheduled for this week to do an interview that I think you all are going to really enjoy. So hopefully that one all works out. And we've got a bunch of irons in the fire for you guys with some spectacular guests coming up here in the next couple weeks too. So this week you're blessed and you just get me a Breezy.
Yeah. Yes.
By the way, you can't see, but Breezy is wearing a new shirt with her fresh new logo for her barbecue business. Tell us about it. You finalized the logo. We were talking, I think, off air about that. You redesigned your logo, which it looks fire. And you've already got a t-shirt. Damn, girl.
I know. I'm just, you know, I told myself this year, I just can't be scared. I got to just do things. This is a logo I've had in my head for like 2 years. I just never really was able to put it together. It's my normal font that I have had that I've used for the last 2 years. Just like my name, just like the name of the business, I guess you would say. But I was able to find the correct shape that I was looking for, which is like the national parks or the national forest. It's the National Forest, not Parks. Sorry, I just had a, yeah, whatever. It's the logo or the shape of the sign. Added a little pig in there. And then the colors, I really, really, really love the colors of navy in like this yellow with red. I got inspired for those colors when I started playing NHL on my Xbox. The Barry Colts, it's their like team colors, which is kind of cool. plus hockey. I love hockey, but the yellow I have on here is the Preds Pantone color. So I have it on a navy shirt, which is like a pop of red. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's like almost a Preds jersey with your, like, it's Preds colors, kind of. Or is it not navy? They're blue.
It just depends on however you want to call it, I guess. I would say navy. I think they probably have like an official like color name that they do it, except like it's not yellow. They go by gold. But I'm going to call it yellow because yeah, why not? But yeah, so that's what I got going on. Thank you.
I like it. I like it.
I just wanted to see how the logo would look on a shirt. So I did like a trial run. I made 5 of them. The shirt itself, it probably needs to be something different. It's a little like, it's called like ultra cotton, which I didn't think that's what I was going to get, but it's cool. It's comfy. It just needs to be a little like softer, I think. So trial run, this is what it is.
Nice. Well, it looks sharp. I really like it.
Thank you very much.
I really like it. Meanwhile, I look like a soccer mom over here today. I am wearing a matching leopard print workout outfit, track suit. What do you call it? I don't even know what you call these anymore, but it's like a zipper workout jacket. That's black leopard print, and I have my matching leopard print pants on that go with it. So I love a leopard moment, but I also look like a housewife, which is not a bad thing. I'm just saying that's what I look like.
You know, I feel like leopard has always been popular, but I feel like everyone wears leopard right now.
I think leopard is always in style. It's a neutral, and I wear it and have it in some capacity in my life, whether it's like a phone case. My current wallet is now leopard print. Something is always leopard print. Scarf, jacket, workout clothes, underwear, there's a little bit
where that's leopard.
Yep. I have a leopard blazer. Oh, I have found all the ways to work the leopard into my life. I get lots of compliments, but anyway, enough about our outfits. I have to tell you, 2 of the dogs almost killed me today.
Oh.
Oh my God. So one of the dogs had surgery, minor thing. He's fine. And, he has a cone on his head still, 'cause he has stitches. So he's not like going to the park or doing anything right now. So I took the other two, and there's this beautiful, like hiking trail by the house. And currently it's a literal sheet of ice on the path, and it's like up and down, and the dogs are so excited and they're pulling, and it's ice, and I'm not wearing ice skates. I'm wearing freaking boots, and I almost died. I took them off the leash. The two of them took off on the sheet of ice, both of their legs. Duke freaking wiped out hardcore. It looked like Bambi on ice. They took off. I'm shuffling like a grandma on the ice, like trying to walk as quickly as I can. I'm falling down because it's like a literal sheet of ice. I thought it would get better, like maybe as we got further. It did not get better. I'm calling for them. They are nowhere in eyesight range. They have taken off down the corner. Thank God. They turned around and came running back. And I was like, that's it. We're going to the beach. I had to like re-leash them. And I'm still like shuffling along the ice because there's like a bunch of trees. So I can't like walk through the woods where there's no ice with the dog. Oh my God. It was like, I was panicking that I was going to fall. I'm panicking that the dogs are going to hurt themselves. Then when they took off, I'm like, that's it. The dogs are lost. I don't know how I'm going to get them back. I can't even walk in this goddamn place. It was a little bit of a stressful morning when it should have been a pretty relaxing day.
That sounds pretty stressful.
But I've lived to tell the tale, and here we are.
And there you are.
That was my morning. Lots of fun. You know what else is lots of fun? Huh. The NHL broadcast on TNT. Guys, I have said it and I'm going to say it again. This is the best thing for NHL and its fans that's ever happened in the last like 20 years for the league. I swear to God, the way that the hosts and Gretzky and Biz and all of them entertain us on that show, I live for it. I'm like, what are they going to do next? I love the freedom that they have to be like super creative and fun. And it's not ESPN. So I made sure to watch an ESPN intermission report to really like see the difference. ESPN is super serious, like way serious. Nobody's making jokes. Nobody's having fun. I love the NHL TNT broadcast team. And I love them especially because I knew Breezy would freak out when she saw this, because if you've listened to the show with us before, you know we are big fans of the Jersey Shore TV show here, the reality show. DJ Pauly D was, I guess, DJing a Rangers game, right? He was like the guest DJ in arena music host at the Rangers game that happened to be broadcasting. And the costume department at TNT put all of the hosts in DJ Pauly D wigs. And Gretzky, no joke, I thought it was Pauly D. There was like a carousel of pictures on Instagram, and I like swiped, and then I swiped, and I was like, oh, there's Pauly D. And I swiped, and I was like, wait a second, who's that? And I was like, oh my God, that's Gretzky. I'm like, that's what Pauly D is going to look like in 20 more years. So funny.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious. Yeah, when you sent it to me, I actually was watching, because they have a new season that's out right now, and so I was watching Jersey Shore, and I was like, oh my God, this is absolutely insane. We have to talk about
it. And Pauly D like commented like, you guys look great, you know, or whatever. So I'm like, I'm here for it. And I love that Gretzky has embraced this side of himself as well, and like is willing to have fun and show this side of him, because we've talked about this before where the players have a really hard time and like not all of them have the opportunity to showcase their personalities, you know, and their fun side. Everything is so serious, and we need more of this in the world, because we know what they're like, what the hockey players are like in the locker room through these like little tidbits of stories and things that we've heard throughout the years. Like, we know they all have a pretty good time and have a good sense of humor, and to get to showcase just a touch of it to us as fans means the world.
It does. I mean, you got to look at Biz, right? I mean, everyone loves the guy because he shows himself. I mean, he was wearing a little coyote hat and howling on the. It's
like, oh, I saw that.
It's hilarious.
So good. All of it is just, I live for it. But also, it was a little too close that Gretzky looked like DJ Pauly D for me. Yeah, I thought, oh my God, who is that? Oh, somebody else that I'm really living for as far as personality in the league right now is Zegras.
Yep. You know, okay. It's probably really sacrilegious of me as a Kings fan,
right,
to love this kid so much, but like, he's just like a cool guy. He's a great player. He's doing good things for the league. He's doing good things for the game in general. And he's just like he just seems like such a cool guy that you would just like want to hang out with. And it's like every interview you see of him or like any goal he scores, like you just have to like be happy for him. Right?
Yeah. You can see the genuine like joy on his face.
Yeah. And he's just funny. I mean, I just like the kid. He's probably my favorite duck, if I had a favorite duck, which I guess I do.
I guess you do. So do I. He's my favorite now. Loved what the team did. They made t-shirts that had his face on them, and it said, dude, because I guess he says that like all the time. He's like, dude, total surfer kind of vibe, this guy with the long blonde hair. He looks like from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Spicoli, is that the name? I think so. Yeah, but that's like what he reminds me of. And there's a little fun news about him right now. He actually is going to be taking part in the breakaway challenge at the All-Star Skills event, which is happening in Las Vegas over All-Star weekend coming up. So I guess they've brought back this part of the competition. They haven't done it since 2016. But that's super fun. Like, I just think this is such a great. Just like this kid needs to be at the All-Star Weekend, period, end of story, just to help with the league and, support and humor and fun because he just brings that energy. I adore him and he's pretty funny. So
He is,
good, good for him.
yeah, it's going to be super exciting to see him there. And I think he just has to keep being himself and keep doing his thing. I mean, he's got fans all over, and even people who probably shouldn't be cheering for him. He has an example, but yeah, I don't know, he's good.
I was like, yeah, I think I need that t-shirt. I hope they sell that t-shirt, the dude shirt, because I just think that's something I need to just add to my collection because I have like a shelf full of hockey shirts that that just sit there. I don't wear, but I need to just start wearing them, I guess, around the house and like on my Zoom calls with clients. So
Yeah.
it's like have a shirt that says, dude, like they're really gonna take me seriously now. But anyway, that's what I have with that. We need to talk about our friend of the podcast, Vincent Trocheck.
Yeah, we do. That story,
So, yeah.
absolutely. I don't know. So when it first came out, I thought it was hilarious, but then I'm like sitting there thinking, I'm like, well, they're talking real bad about Vince, and like, I just can't do that, right? So basically, they were, I mean, you probably know the story better than I do, but they were
No,
chirping each
go
other
ahead.
out, and
Him and Marshawn.
yeah, and who said it first? It was, I don't know what did Trocheck say?
I think Trocheck said, like, are you calling me a rat or something like that? Like they were smack talking, and then somehow Marshawn like came back with tweets that was like, that's like calling a Prius a Lambo or something. And Vincent is the Prius and Marshawn is the Lambo. And then he like hit him with facts with like from his Hockey DB page about like his stats. And then the Canes actually won that next game or that game. And their response was L stands for Lambo,
Yeah.
which was so good.
Yes.
And you love to see it. You love to see some good old-fashioned chirping. I mean, Trocheck can handle this. Are you kidding? I mean, Marchand goes after whoever he feels like, it's no big thing, but I'm sure this is only like the tip of the iceberg of things he's said to players, and like this one just happened to be caught by somebody and, put out into the interwebs. So here we are.
And it's funny too
But
because I mean, Marchand gets a lot of hate, right? He's probably one of the most hated players, I would say, in the league. Maybe not in general, but I think just ultimately people just don't like him because of his style of play, right? And I've never really been a fan of him, but I think over the course of the last year or so, like you start getting little like pieces of who he is even off the ice. And I mean, he seems like a really good dude. I mean, Jimmy Hayes, the late Jimmy Hayes, who had just passed, his wife had posted that, their family does a lot for her family, and even her little son Beau. Marshawn will come and like take Beau and like take him to practice and take him out on the ice because Beau's a huge Bruins fan. And then for him to take some fan's phone going down the tunnel and like just saying, "All right, well, see you later." It's just kind of cool. So, I mean, I
Fun.
guess
It's all in good fun. I don't think he means
personalities,
any
right?
of that. Yeah.
It's just more personality. So, I mean, you might hate him on the ice. He might be that gritty little kid. Well, not little kid, but you know what I mean. A gritty little guy and chirps here and there. But at the end of the day, he's a good dude off the ice. And I think I recently have probably become more of a fan of him as well, just because you gotta love the guy based off of both of his personalities on and off the ice.
I agree. I agree. I think we've heard other stories from some of our guests, I think maybe about Marshan and how, normal he is, and Bergeron, Patrice Bergeron, and how just like kind and regular they are. I think there's a, sorry, my AirPod just fell out, just fucking fell out of my ear. Got distracted. ADD. But yeah, I agree. I think, I mean, he's licked people. It's just, he served his time for the crime. Let's, move on. Let's keep going, people. Come on. He adds some level of entertainment to the game. And honestly, at the end of the day, it's all entertainment for us.
Yeah.
This week's episode of the House of Hockey podcast is brought to you by
Four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means only four teams left for you to bet on at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56 to 1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get 280 in free bets if your team wins. Not a new customer, you can experience the same conference championships with the same parlays, combined multiple bets from the same game for a better payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw the cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use promo code THPN, and get 56 to 1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win 280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code THPN for the Hockey Podcast Network for 56 to 1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and a $1 wager required. One per customer, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's not entertaining to watch are the Edmonton Oilers, except I think they just got their first W yesterday, which would have been Saturday, after like quite a few losses. And you probably saw the headline of the report over the week that one of the beat reporters for the Oilers, Jim Matheson, and Leon Draisaitl got into a pissing match, literally, and it was super heated. And it was like two little girls on the playground pulling pigtails, if you ask me. But I do think Leon handled it pretty well for the most part. But Matheson basically was like, "Why are you so pissy? That's not a full answer. Would you like to expand?" And like, perspective, read the room. They've lost a bunch of games. They're pissed off. You think the players are happy about this? Like, what do they need to improve? He's like, everything. We need to improve everything. That's a complete answer, if you ask me. I mean, it's challenging when you have to go into a room and talk to people who are so upset and struggling with the way they're performing, and especially somebody like Leon, who is like carrying this team. He's one of the star players. Like, that's a lot of pressure. Of course the guy's going to be pissed and be like, whatever, you know everything, because you're a reporter and you can just write whatever you want and you have no clue what's really going on. And I see both sides of it, but like, I could never, if I was a reporter, I would never ask a player in seriousness, why are you being so pissy? I would never. I would never. I would just let it go. I would just go, okay, I understand you're frustrated. Do you want to talk about your frustration? Like, I'm here to listen. I'm not here to like make you more mad. Like, do we need therapy? How can I help you? Do you need to talk about it?
Well, I
should
don't
we go get a drink after? Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't think that the reporter Jim Matheson is popular with any of the players. I think he has a track record, from what I'm picking up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I couldn't imagine going into a room and like starting a fight with someone. Obviously, Leon doesn't want to be there. He's upset. I don't think any of the players like doing interviews in general.
No.
Good thing. I mean, no one wants to talk after you fall down or something, right? So, but I don't necessarily think Leon, as a professional, should have said, you know everything. I could see where he came from, definitely out of frustration, and words will be twisted and whatnot. So regardless of what Leon had said, it probably wouldn't have come out, the way that he had said it. But as a professional, he probably could have just said, "Nope, I'm good," and then dropped it. But it was entertaining. I mean, I definitely watched it multiple times, so it did entertain me, and I laughed every single time. So I can't really make too many comments after that, but it's pretty good. It was
It's an emotional thing. This game is has emotions too. It's entertainment. It's a sport. It's these people's lives, and it ha comes with emotion. And sometimes it gets the better of us, unfortunately, especially when who knows what that reporter has written about Leon in previous articles that Leon has read, and like has this frustration that he can't vocalize, right? Because I'm sure, like I said, there's a lot of things you can't tell a reporter and that you aren't going to tell a reporter, especially a guy like this in this situation where I don't think, like you said, many people like him, many of the players like him. And so, you're stuck in a hard place. And of course, that's how you would answer it. And that's how I would answer it and
But
just
I
say,
mean,
I know.
audacity that Jim had to then be like, I have one more question for you. Oh my God. And he just like laughed and like shook his head and was just like, whatever he had said, oh, it's super good to show your frustration. And he's like, good. He's like, yep. And gets up.
Yep. Are we done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny.
Ego, the ego of that reporter, my God.
No. So many people are like, what does this guy look like? I need to know what he looks like. Can someone send a picture? He's like being plastered. And someone's like, ew.
Ew. The thing is, and we've talked to enough reporters on the show and interviewed enough of them to know and understand that it's a fine balance of a relationship that these reporters have with the players. The players know this is part of their job, that they have to talk to reporters in some capacity, in some way, shape, or form. It's not always fun. It's not always enjoyable. Sometimes it's some really stupid questions that have to be asked, and it's not fun. Like, it's not fun, when you have to talk about a severe loss, like, or a losing streak and frustration. So I understand, and that really I think boils down to just having some mutual respect and understanding for the players and finding that way of, connecting or having some sort of, making sure you're doing a good job as a reporter to not just write your opinion, but also back that up with some facts. And I think that's where things get fuzzy in the sports reporting world when you are writing an opinion piece and you're like really putting your opinion in there is when you have to be really careful because that's when relationships like this get, really heated.
Right. And I mean, it even trickles down to when we do it. I mean, we have to be careful on the questions that we ask, even reporters or anybody who has been dealing with players. You can't ask the heavy hitting or the dirty questions, right? You have to kind of play around with it. I mean, there's things that go on in the world that we have to have discussions on that is even hard for you and I to even talk about because you can't, say or ask certain things without a repercussion, right? And so by asking a reporter something, they could be even saying something about a player that they can't be saying on even a podcast that's not even being like nationally televised. So tricky, very tricky.
Yeah, we don't want to get any players in trouble with any of our questions, but we also want to be thoughtful about what we're asking them. And the same thing with the reporters, because like you've got to give us something interesting, you know? Like this can't just be like a hoorah, yep, everything's great. You know, there's obviously stories and things that people can tell that are okay publicly. And especially if like a player is retired or no longer with the team or something, you know, we're not asking for like dirty secrets. Just give us a little something here, you know, and
But I think in the
that's it.
moment, Mr. Matheson over there definitely was trying to dig and get something that he clearly was never going to get. And I think Leon probably knew, like, why am I going to give you an answer when maybe he didn't even have an answer? He was just like, I
Right.
don't know. Something's better than an I don't know, right? There you go.
I think you should tell me or show me what you were going to show me on a different episode, but since our plans changed, can you show me now?
I can. Here's a little backstory here. I don't know if everybody knows this, but I have been dying for a cowboy hat. Okay.
I didn't even know this.
Oh yeah, I've been wanting a cowboy hat for years, and like I but I didn't want to get one at like Tractor Supply, right? Where like it's not like cool. And I know I've been to Nashville enough times to like buy one there, but like when I've been there, it's like bars, games, bar, like not cowboy hat time, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, I really should get a cowboy hat. Right? Just kind of fits my thing. So I was been thinking about it for a while, and then I'm watching TV, I'm watching a Preds game, and I'm like, I see something real cool. So I go to their locker room and I find it. Like on online locker room, right? Like not like whatever. It's called the Preds locker room. And I'm like, I don't know, man. This is pretty big. So I discussed it with my sister. My sister, you know, has a puck head from the Kings from like way back in the night.
Right, right.
The Preds have a cowboy hat, a foam cowboy hat.
Oh God, Breezy, it's foam. I thought it was a real hat.
No, it's the foam one. But I think I might need a backup for this. So hold on. It is like a 16-gallon cowboy hat, almost as big as my It book. And when you wear it on your head, this thing goes all the way back.
Breezy,
It
are
awesome?
you going to be wearing this to a game?
No, because I would literally touch someone 2 rows back when wearing it. It doesn't even fit into the screen. This
Oh
thing
my
is
God.
awesome. It is my
It's
party hat. I have been wearing it for the last week during games. You take a picture of it from the back, and it looks like I have my head down. It looks like I just don't even have a face. It's like,
Wait, put it on again. Put it on again.
well, I'm putting it. You gotta really get it on. Look at this thing.
That's
And
spectacular.
then it moves. Anywho, that was my fun for, and I had to add it to my collection. I have a puck head that my sister gave me. It's nice and foam. And I was like, how am I supposed to bring this to the Stadium Series game?
You need to bring it.
It came in like a 3 foot box.
I really do think you need to take that to the Stadium Series game.
Might have to. I might have to.
I
I might
really
just
think you
buy
need
one.
to.
I might just buy a second one there just so I don't have
Oh,
to
good idea.
travel with this. But anybody who wants one, they sell them at the team store. Highly recommend. It's brought a lot of joy to more than just myself. Mate doesn't like it too much. He thinks it might be threatening. Highly recommend.
I literally thought you bought like a Stetson, like a high-end cowboy hat. You
Oh
said you
no.
wanted a cowboy hat. I thought you meant like an official cowboy hat.
I mean, I
This is
still
what you
want one.
meant.
I know I still want like an official cowboy hat, but I was
Okay.
until I can get one, this is obviously a clear winner. I think I need this. I cannot go another day without owning one of these.
I support your decision. Meanwhile, I'm over here twiddling my thumbs, trying to figure out what size of Patrick Kane jersey to buy. And you're like, I need this cowboy hat from the
I mean, no regrets, just no regrets. And this is just a must-have for any sports fan.
This is super fun. I love the hat. I love the hat. I highly encourage you to wear it to the Stadium Series game. I would like to see you on television, please. Hopefully the TNT broadcast is the one doing the intermission report. And then I could just see it now. You're gonna like tweet a picture and you're gonna tag them, and then they're gonna put your picture up, and then we're gonna come back from commercial break, and Biz and Gretz are all gonna be wearing those hats, and it's gonna be, and you're gonna go viral.
That seems like a lot of pressure on my soul.
Pressure. All you got to do is take a picture and tweet these people.
True. That is true. That is true. But I was so excited when I got it because I was like, how am I going to tell her that I got this? She's going to love it.
I do. I love
And
it. I
I
do.
don't think I did it justice in my head on like how I was going to tell you, but that's okay.
No, you did. I was pretty convinced you were going to show me an actual cowboy hat.
Okay.
And when you pulled that thing out, I was not
Sounds so.
expecting. You know what I
Oh,
mean.
I know what you meant. Yeah.
Oh
Well,
my
wham bam,
God.
thank you, ma'am. It's a foam cowboy hat, and it is great.
It's fantastic. We'll see you next week, guys. Thanks for listening. Breezy's got to go cook some barbecue in her hat now.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.